Good morning, everyone. We want to welcome you to our worship service today at Texas Corners Bible Church. We welcome you who are here in person and those of you who are joining us on live stream. We're going through the book of Colossians on Sunday mornings here, and we're going through the book of 1 Kings on Sunday evening. And in 1 and 2 Kings, there is a number of documented assassinations that are recorded in the scripture. In Israel and Judah, there's a combined total of 14 assassinations. 6 assassinations were in Judah and 8 assassinations were in Israel. So in the span of 342 years, there was a total of 14 assassinations. Now, the one king in the Old Testament who was the most attempted assassinations on him was King David. There was an assassination attempt on his life at least 12 times that we know of in the scriptures. In fact, the first time that it happened, we learn that an evil spirit actually caused Saul to shoot a spear at David. You can read about that in 1 Samuel 18. What you also read in that text is that an evil spirit prompted Saul to do that, but the reason why he couldn't succeed is stated in 1 Samuel 18:14, the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. Now, yesterday in Pennsylvania, a man tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump. The bullet grazed his ear. The reason he missed and did not succeed was not because he was a bad shot. In fact, to make a shot like that at 130 yards, you have to be very skilled with a rifle. The reason he could not kill him is because the Lord was with him. Aaron Cohen, who is a special ops leader for Israel, said God must have been with him for him to miss that shot. And if you watch videos of it, he turns his head. Had he not turned his head, it would have been a center mass hit on his head. But because he turned his head, it grazed his ear. The reason why he couldn't kill him is the Lord was with him. Now, I've never used this pulpit to promote politics. I've used this pulpit to proclaim truth and proclaim God's word. What happened yesterday is evil. When a letter came to me a few years ago, when I told you this story, that was a threat against President Obama, I turned it over to the Secret Service. I called them in Washington, turned the letter over to the Secret Service in Grand Rapids. I've defended President Biden when he was being accused of trying to replace Easter. I've told the truth about that. So I'm going to tell the truth about President Trump. He did not take a salary when he was in office. He tried to secure the border. He honored Israel as no president has ever honored Israel. He lowered taxes. He tried to get other nations to be held accountable to what they were doing to the United States. And he wanted it so that citizens would vote. And for that, someone tried to kill him. Thank God his protective grace was on him, and he was able to walk away. Now, I'm going to begin this service, as I already have, a little differently. I'm going to have a stand, and I'm going to pray. We're going to change the first song we're going to sing this morning to 799 in your hymnal, 799, America the Beautiful. May we stand and pray. Our Father, we bow before thee today to thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you that you protected our former president, Donald Trump. We see in your word, by your own statement, this is evil. This is not gray, this is evil. We do not know, Lord, whether this was the plan of a single gunman or some conspiracy that included others, but you know, you're aware of everything. We pray that all the truth will come out and everything will be discovered about this. We want to pray for the families who lost a loved one at that gathering. We want to pray that you would strengthen them and grant them peace beyond human understanding. We pray for those that were seriously injured by bullets. We pray that you would heal them and raise them up. Lord, you predicted that in the last days perilous times would come. Well, we're there. Perilous times are here. So help us to invest our time wisely as we live out our days on this earth. Lord, we would pray that you would come get us soon. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.